This is KB2 Sugar Queen opening up the Metroplex Thursday night net, swap and shop, general chat, whatever you want. Again, my call is KB2, Sierra Quebec. The name is Paul. I'm located in Manhattan. And I have listed already Alpha Alpha 2, Alpha Alpha 2 Radio Zulu over in Tenafly, New Jersey. And I'll take a standby for additional check-ins. Call KB2 Sierra Quebec Net Control.
KB2 SQ, WA2 SHA.
Norman, additional check-ins.
WA2 SQ, KB1 LOY, in and out, mobile.
1 LOY, good evening to you. It's been a while. Happy New Year to you. Hope things are going well with you up there in Hawthorne, James. Have you in and out in the mobile there, but appreciate you stopping in there. QSL?
QSL there, Paul. Thank you for having me. Just I'm on my way from one shop to another. I don't want to hold the net, but I just want to check in. KB2 Sugar Queens, this is KB1 LOY. Clear.
Okay, James, have a good evening there. Don't work too hard. Break with you. Additional check-ins. Call KB2 Sugar Queen Net Control.
KB2 SQ. Good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody on the net. KC2DA2, Tompkins Cove, New York.
NQHIT, Hotel India Tango.
Okay, Don, I have you checked in. I have Jim, I have you checked up in Tompkins Cove, New York, and Don up in Greenfield Park, New York, up in the Catskills there. We have you checked in. Additional check-in, call KB2 Sugar Queen. Did I miss Bob? WA2UEE, Bob, did you check in? Whoever that was, you're very distorted. So I wasn't able to copy you. If you can try again, maybe move your location or you can put a little more power. Maybe I can pick you up. Try it again, please. KB2 Sugar Queen.
Sure enough, Paul. Well, believe Jim up in Glen Cove is on there, and I missed that leg of lamb last week. But right now, I'd like to be up there enjoying that wood stove. That's what, because I'm tired of this cold. I really am. And it's going to be somewhere in, they're saying, around 15 or 14 here in Jersey City around Saturday or something, you know. I really have to dress up for this stuff. The older you get, the colder you feel. There's no question about that. Back to net control.
I'm almost inclined to agree with you there, you know, because I never wore long johns much younger years, and I worked outside in some cold days there, but the last year or two, I've been putting on these long johns, man, and they feel awfully good to me, so I may have to agree with you on that one, Norman. The older you get, the colder you get. We'll break with you. And I kind of agree with you on that leg of lamb. I was thinking about that during the week, went shopping today, and I was kind of halfway looking for one at Costco, but they didn't have any, so I'll have to try somewhere else, but they kind of got my taste buds up for a little lamb there. Break with you, let's see, James checked in and out. He was in the mobile. And let's go up to Jim and have him give an account for himself there. And maybe he's got some leftovers that he can, send down to your Armin. KC1DHU, with 34 degrees here in the Big Apple, let's see what you got up in Tompkins Cove, KB2 Sugar Point.
Hey,
got us
2 minus degree, Paul. He said we got 33 up there. It wasn't a bad day today, but that's pretty nice up. And I think it'll be looking a little brush of snow tomorrow, anywhere from a dusting to 3 inches around here. So I did mount the plow up last tonight before I left the shop, you know, in case I got to plow a lot tomorrow morning, in case I get more than they say, but they're saying from a dusting to 3. And you know, Armin, we finished off the leftovers in that leg of lamb last night. So basically, how much you get out of a darn leg of lamb? I mean, I'm pretty much all lambed out, but I've been eating it now for darn near a week. There was a couple nights there I didn't have it, but hey, you make it, you throw a couple, you put a toaster on, you know, to warm it up there, when you throw a couple of yams in there. And the potatoes you cook with the lamb, it is, it makes a good leftover. I think the last time I made a leg of lamb was probably last year, you know, so it's been about a year since I made one. I couldn't remember how I made it, you know, I got some real rinky-dink recipe there off the internet, and I kind of modified that one and just went with it. It came out pretty good, though. It wasn't all that bad. So very happy New Year to everybody out there, and hope 2010 is really good for us all, healthy, happy, prosperous, and just the best to everybody. Back over to that control, KCW. One more thing, Paul. I was having problems with the receiver on 7-1. It was bugging out the last couple of days, so probably about an hour before that, I yanked the radio out of there, dove inside of it, you know, found some bum solder joints, it smelled real bad in there. You know, cleaned it up with a toothbrush, looked at it real quick, signed a job on it, and slapped it back in. So I wasn't sure we were going to be on the net tonight, and I'd be able to receive the repeaters down there. But everything seems to be working honky-dory right now. Back over to net control, KC2DA2.
Okay. Yeah, everything's sounding real good there. I wasn't on your system today. I think I must have been slightly busy, I guess. Yesterday or today, I don't think I was in too much. I got a couple of days. I've been rather busy doing some honeydews, taking away from my radio time, but what can I say? Let's see, before I go up to Greenfield Park, let me just say good evening to my shortwave listeners if they're out there, Mary, Walt, Dale, up in the Catskills, and possibly Lewis over in New Jersey, N2GKI. He may be in there also, shortwave listening. And an update on my health and welfare. One of our Metroplex members, Ron, KC2ROOA, was in the hospital on December 30th, and he's back home now. Had a gallbladder problem, and he's home recovering. And reading the bulletin, I realized that vice president, the editor of the newspaper. His sister passed away back on the 16th of December, but I didn't find out about it until near the end of December. Pass along our condolences and well wishes to Walt AE2AA, passed of his sister. Did send a card off to him from Metroplex Club and to Ron also. But did send our condolences off to Walt AE2AA on the passing of his sister. He had been ill for some time. And but death is always sad. Okie dokie. Don, let's go up to you in Greenfield Park, New York, up in the Catskills. You can probably get the Icicle Award, Don, for the Knights of Net. N2HIT, KB2, Sugar Queen, go ahead.
Okay, good evening to everybody on the net. As you heard, this is November 2, Hotel India Tango, Greenfield Park, Catskill Mountains, New York State. 26 degrees, and feels like 19. The wind drives out of the west, northwest, out of the northwest at 7 miles an hour. So it feels like 19. Beautiful, chilly night in the Catskill Mountains. I love it to be here, and I do. Very quiet. That's basically it, Paul. I did check in New Year's night, actually, in the front, looking at the fireplace with wife. I'm not off to sleep in my recliner, full recliner, she's next to me. She got up to come to the back here, and she said, Paul's in there with a net. I said, not New Year's night. I said, well, it must be one of my senior minutes. So I did come in at the end of it. Kevin was in there from Kanasi. He used to be with W2FLA. But I broke in a couple of times, but I couldn't get in, you know, because I'm relaying and I'm a link. So I was there though, so you can put me as a check in. With that, back to net control. Happy New Year to all and many, many more.
Yes, Don, if you'll notice, I'm trying my best to leave an extra pause in there because I realize that link has to drop out before you come in there. Dan told me down in Pennsylvania he tried to check in too, and I was just keying up a little too fast, so he wasn't able to check in last week either. Yeah, we had I was going to mention on Christmas Eve that I wasn't having a net, but didn't have anybody checking in Christmas Eve. I had a net, but no one checked in. Well, I had one station, KC2QYM, Peter, over in New Jersey. He was looking for somebody else and brought him on the net. We chatted for about a half hour. And I said, oh, well, I got to have a net on New Year's Eve because people might be here expecting a net. So, and we had 7. You made 8. I put you down. You made 8 check-ins. That wasn't so bad there, Don. So I'm glad you thought about it. And I'm glad that you heard us out here running off at the mouth there, Don. Anywho. Yeah, you get the Icicle Award. 26 feels like it's 19. We got 34 down here. And it feels like it is, I'm trying to, 27 feels like 27. 34 feels like it's 27. But Don, that's going to change. Believe me, that's going to change by Saturday. They say it's going to be cold wind that's going to be coming in here tomorrow night. And, gonna be real rough. So I'm not looking forward to that, Don, that's for sure there. Into HIT, maybe 2 Sugar Point.
Roger, Roger, hope not doubling. Roger, Roger, are we ready for it? Back to net control.
Okay. Let me see if we have additional check-ins. Let me see, I'm missing Bob tonight. WA2 Uniform Echo Echo. Bob, are you there? Anyone else standing by that would like to check into the net before I run through it a second time around? And I'll get over here and watch some football. The Rose Bowl is on tonight. Maybe I'll watch that. Additional check-in. KB2, Sierra, Quebec, net control. Okay, Mr. Salmon, additional comments for you? KB2, Sugar Queen. I got a call the other day from president. He's out in California. I don't know if he's gotten back yet or not, Armand.
I couldn't tell you either, Paul. I know he was supposed to come back the 5th, so you don't know. He is probably home, because I think the airlines were not delayed. Everything was good in the last few days as far as travel. But if he's a shortwave listener tonight, we strongly suggest that he come on. You know, the other night I was looking at the Discovery Channel and I came across a documentary about three British explorers who went to evaluate Mount McKinley. And they ran into trouble at 20,000 feet. They were experiencing a change of the weather, which meant that there was starting to be a blowing snow. It was minus 30 degrees, and it was a 40-mile-an-hour wind blowing on them. And one of them was starting to freeze up and get frostbite. I got to tell you, you know, I keep it at 70 in the house, and 70 is borderline for me. You know, I feel, most of the time I feel okay. Sometimes I feel a little chilly. But watching that documentary forced me to go get my blanket and throw it over myself on the couch. I don't know why the heck I watched a program like that in this kind of weather anyway, but it was interesting. WA2SHA, back to net control.
Yeah, I thought they were going to have some serious problems. I was watching it off and on. I thought one of them was going to fall or something. You know, usually when you look at those things, there's somebody... will fall down or the snow will come down on them or something. But, yeah, it was, that wind was mean. Oh, gosh. That was a mean wind while they're up there, up that high. You know, to each his own, but you won't ever have to worry about me going up on one of those mountains like that, Armand. I was looking at the news the other day and they talk about a couple went with their baby, was using their GPS somewhere out in Wyoming or one of the states out west there, and this thing took them on a bad route, and they got stuck in the snow. Luckily, their friends had a GPS, and they programmed it in and went the same route, and that's how they found them, because they didn't show up, hadn't shown up for a couple of days, and they were having about to have some serious problems because they'd run out of food. They had the baby and they were melting water to give the baby and all that kind of stuff. So this year has been a rough one there, Armand. Okay, let's break with you and let's go up to Jim for any additional comments from him. KB2DHU, KB2 Sugar Queen. Imagine that, the feeling
swaying fast, feet up at the top end, Jim.
Oh, I believe it does. They say there's pretty heavy winds up there. I'd like to have an antenna on top of that building. But I would imagine it does. I would like to see that, like a documentary on that building, on like the History Channel, the Discovery Channel, Modern Marvels, or something like that, you know, as a building of that thing. And the foundation, how far is that thing? How many subfloors below ground is that to hold that thing up? It's amazing, you know. And just think about the ironwork and stuff, you know, tying iron and everything else together and hanging off that building. My own, you wouldn't catch me up there. Back over to that.
Yeah, QSL. Yeah, they had an article, a nice article in the Daily News, I believe. I'm not sure if it was Sunday night. You know, a lot of records were sent with that building. Whatever certain businesses or stores they have, the highest store, maybe the highest Macy's, I don't think it's a Macy's, but the highest mosque in the world, in a building, something else they were talking about. I think people stopped living about the 125th floor. I think that's, then they got offices and all other things up in the higher floors there. But I don't know if I want to go up in it. I don't know if I'd want to go up in that sucker. That's rough. And it didn't take them that long. I mean, as opposed to the buildings they're building down at 9/11, Jim. I think that's been going on with 10 years now, possibly. I think it took them 6 years to build that, 8 years to build that building. They need to get the contractors that they're putting that up and come over here and work on this one. That's for sure. Okay. Let's break with you, Jim. Let's see if Don has some additional comments and before we shut down the net there. N3HIT, Don, KB2, Sugar Queen.
N2HIT. Not much more. I'm still holding out at 26 and it feels like 19 to live it. That building, like Jimmy was talking about, I think was $1.5 billion and 200 whatever footage was. But the laboratory system, they have every certain amount of floor of that. They have these pressure pumps and everything else to keep the pressure the same upstairs. So allegedly they claim that the same pressure you have on the top, on the bottom floors you have upstairs for the toilets and your water and your showers and everything else they have up there, all electric stuff. Every so many floors they have booster systems. It's like amps, so the toilet would still have the same pressure and everything else. In a lot of those high-rises, and I've been reading up on the bill. It's very interesting, new technology. And the last of all, the guy who was a top engineer who designed that, I believe, was American. Some guy lived over in, I forgot where, California, a top-notch architect, engineer, building engineer, was really the one who laid the groundwork and designed the foundation for that building. But that's N2HIT. Everybody enjoy the New Year's, Chauncey Patton, and many, many more. Nice net there,
Paul.
Back to net
control. Okay, Don. QSL. Okay. With that, unless someone else has some comments or something, we'll shut down the net at 8:28.
Comment, Paul. WA2SHA.
Yeah, go ahead, Armin.
About the toilet flushing at the top floors of those buildings and the water rushing down, you know, as a torrent and blowing out all the sinks, that won't happen. That's because building codes for many, many, many years, and I know in New York City for high-rises, they need a breaker every about 8 floors on the drain line. And it usually consists of like a one-turn swirl-like in order to stop the vertical fall of the water, slow it down. So you get a building like, you know, modern 50-story building in New York would probably have about 10 breakers on the way down, or 8 breakers or so. You have to do it. Because you're absolutely right, Jim. If you didn't use these breakers, it would start popping out of the sinks and toilets on the lower floors. So back to net control, WA2SHA.
Yeah, QSL. Okay. Yeah, that. I never even thought about that. I'd never even given that in consideration there. But with the breakers and things like that, you're saying that you won't have that problem. Okie doke. With that, we look forward to seeing y'all next Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And we'll shut down the net at 8:30. Thank you all for checking in with us. Again, Happy New Year to everybody and all the Shaw Great listeners. And we'll look for you next week. We'll say 7-3, KB2, Sugar Queen clear.